The Eric Stewart Show, pointing you home on WMAL.
Hey, do you live in a house that's too large? I mean, just let's be honest. Is your house too much house for you where you're at right now? I meet people all the time who are in houses that are much too big for them, but they won't move. And here are the reasons why. Oftentimes, it's because they have a lot of stuff. Other times, it's because they like the comfort of something that they know and the location that they're in, and the idea of moving is daunting. You know, the idea of moving out of a 3,000-square-foot house when there's just two people living in the home, especially with the what-ifs, what if the kids come back and celebrate Thanksgiving? You know, what if we have guests over for a party? There are some who have parties every weekend and need the house. I, for one, am not. I'm already at a point where downsizing my home is already a consideration. I still have four kids at home. But I think in another year and a half, I'm only going to have two. So at which point I'm going to have more than enough space for the kids I've got. Now, I don't like to upset my children, so there's another reason why I wouldn't, because I want them to have consistency in their living environment, because it can be upsetting for the kids to move and to change their location. So that might even be the most significant reason why I wouldn't consider a move again, especially because I moved 7 years ago, and that was kind of tough for my kids, tougher than I thought it would be. So maybe I'm still 7 or 8 years away from a move out of my house. I don't know. But these things weigh in my mind as they do everybody. We all think about where we are now. Are we happy with where we live? Do we have more than enough space? What are the things that are keeping me? Well, right sizing, the concept of right sizing, I've been using this term for about 6 years now. The idea is really, maybe you've developed like metaphorical calluses in the house that you're in. You know, maybe there are just entire portions of your home that you just no longer live in. You heat them, you clutter them, you maybe ignore them. I had a lady in Silver Spring. She had me in to see her house. She had 2 inches, 3 inches of water sitting on the basement. She had no idea. I mean, can you imagine? Right. She knew it smelled funky from the top of the stairs, and she refused to go down, but she literally didn't really know the true condition of her basement. I just put a house under contract in Potomac, Maryland. Now, get this. Lady lived in this house for a solid 40-plus years. I got a referral call from somebody who wanted me to help them, and I was interviewed among 3 or 4 different brokers to sell the property, and the kids hired me. Mom doesn't live in the house. She's not passed, but she is living with family out of the state. Well, this house looked like it just needed a lot of work, but it had mold, it had termites, it had asbestos tile on the outside of the house, asbestos roof shingles. It had water penetration issues. It had a crack in a foundation wall. It had water coming around the outside of the house in a way that was that led one to believe that water would probably continue to be an issue. So the discovery of these things over time actually made it a challenge to sell the property. You can imagine, right? Well, I'm telling you, this lady lived in the house, and probably the termites had been renting space in her house for about 10 years, considering how much damage was done behind the walls. An entire section of a wall and double sliding glass doors had to be torn out. Another wall had to be replaced. Parts of a floor, joists had to be replaced in the basement ceiling. A lot of work had to go into the structural element of the property. The mold had to be abated. It cost about $4,000 to go through and properly handle the mold so that it wasn't an issue. The foundation, the water penetration, was addressed through external drainage on the outside of the house, which is the proper place to address it up front, because by just putting a French drain system in the basement, you know, a guttering system on the inside perimeter of your basement floor, that's the most secure, guaranteed way to be sure, but it's also the most expensive way to make sure water does not actually sit in your basement, but you're actually admitting water's coming in and you're just redirecting it. On the outside, if you can push the water around, great. Well, this gal had all of these issues. Was she aware of it? Has it cost her more in the long run? Would it have been better to make a move? I think so. It's time to get rid of the calluses, folks. Okay? Unload unnecessary possessions. Convert your items into manageable resources. And open the door to a new and exciting season of your life. Right-sizing your home really requires an initial evaluation of several integral areas of your life and the well-being of your life, the basic health of your life, which determine whether or not you're living actively and abundantly and what areas you may want to focus on changing. So let's remeasure your life together, okay? Let's see what's not fitting you right. And then let's find the right size place for a better future. It's okay? All right. How do we do it? Well, I remember when I was first introduced into the senior living communities to speak about downsizing. It was born out of this radio show. I mean, some of you guys have been listening to me for 10 years or more. And you know, I discovered that this audience, a lot of you is 55 plus that listen to the show, and a lot of you face the same kind of issues, you know, some of whom are in this right-sizing part of your life, time to move to, you know, South Carolina and warmer weather, retire from the federal government, make a transition. Some of you just need to stay close because all the kids and grandkids are nearby, but you want to move to, you know, Vincent Hall and McLean if you're military retirement, or maybe it's Riderwood or Green Spring Village in Erickson community, or up to Asbury Methodist Village, or maybe it's Chevy Chase House or Ingleside, Rock Creek or Rockville, any one of these retirement communities. I've got a host of all the different retirement communities, by the way. If you need a list, call me, 800-900-9104. I'll give it to you for free. Again, it's 800-900-9104. If you're shopping retirement communities, it's a one-stop shop for all that. There's seven areas of well-being in your life. Okay? There's these are in my guide, I take you through a little self-analysis of all of these different areas, seven areas of well-being that each one of us has. This is not a religious thing, okay? This is just a, how's my intellect? Am I really growing? Am I really enjoying my life intellectually? What do I really like to do differently? How do I live a more preferable future? You know, we all prefer to do things a little differently. Don't we always look out for ourselves and think of, gosh, I wish I'd exercised more. I wish I had a chance to go vacation more. I wish I called my children more often. You know, it could be any number of things that you might not be doing the way you want to do it and you want to change. And, you know, to pick something up, you got to let something go, like my friend Andrew Morgan would say. You got to let things go, folks. So, in the Right Sizing Guide, I take you through evaluating your life in the most primitive way. Let's, you know, take a few minutes and follow through the questions in the Right Sizing Guide. This is it's a free guide. And look, I mean, seriously, it is a free guide, and it is up to 51 pages now. And it helps you evaluate, start by looking at where's my life at right now, physically, environmentally, vocationally, emotionally, socially, intellectually, etc. If you want to start that process, this is a really good place to start. I go through here, and actually, when we come back from the break in just a moment, I'm going to talk with you about why would you relocate versus just staying put in your current house, okay? How do you evaluate that right here on The Eric Stewart Show? Call me now for a free copy, 800-900-9104. Again, 800-900-9104, or go to ericstewartgroup.com. Don't go away. I'll be right back.